I don't have concerns. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys come back. Looking forward to seeing the explosiveness, hopefully, out of a guy by the name of Bennett Jackson, of course. Burhi in the calf and the situation that he went through, looking forward to seeing him come back, and Mikael Thompson, you know. So, but I'm just excited to see these guys when they get back there.
Really strange, because they're three young guys. Mm-hmm. Well, you could have said the same thing about last year at this time. I mean,
I know Thompson
after the draft. I mean,
exactly.
Do you know much more about them?
Saw them for a month. I do mentally. You know, the thing is that I know more about their mental capacity as far as the things that they can do and where the limitations are. But once you go through a season, it's completely different than being in the AC and sitting in a room and going out to practice and versus coming in after a game and having to go against, you know, the top players that we face each week. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing these young guys come back and compete for that starting position.
What kind of a jump are you expecting from your second year safety, Landon?
Oh, hopefully it's going to be a big one. He and I have kept in contact with each other, and hopefully I told Landon, I said, you know what, it was great that you had the opportunity to play all 16 games, and now you're getting ready to go into your second year. You need to understand that now what's going to be required of you is that you're going to be the veteran in the room probably. And I know that's kind of hard to say going into your second year, but he and I have talked a lot about the fact that his leadership is going to be very important for us. But I expect for Landon to do what he did last year as far as the production and more. So some of the interceptions that he wasn't able to come up with, I expect for him to make those next year, and he does as well.
Well, having a true, more of a free safety look, free him up to do what he does best?
It will. It should. And I know that Spags will be able to speak on that a little more as far as where we're going to put Landon. You know, of course, last year he was actually playing the free safety spot a lot of the times. And but our free safety, you know, was able to do a lot of things, whether he's down in the box, coming down weak, or whether he was in the post and so. But looking forward to seeing what we can grab in the draft, hopefully.
How's it been for you? The transition is, you know, it's things keep rolling, but, you know.
It's been great. I mean, the fact that Ben came in and told everyone that you guys are all new hires, that was a big relief. And the fact that, you know, that he was able to look at each one of us and have us look at one another and say, hey, you know what? You're fortunate to be here, and understand that he was able to hand pick and select his staff, which was huge. And so, but it's been great. It's been great.
Right, and there was no guarantees of anything.
No guarantees at all. No guarantees at all. And so, and in this business, there's never any guarantees. But to have a guy that will look you in the eye and be able to be honest with you again, I mean, I'm looking forward to that.
Have you, Nat, on social media, which I'm not sure if you followed as much.
I don't.
Okay.
I mean,
he's a pretty big presence. You know what I mean? He seems confident. He seems a little ticked off that people are doubting him. I mean, he hasn't really done anything, obviously. But what do you get a sense from him? I mean, he seems like this time last year you guys were fairly high and
right.
You know, we have
right.
to draft what
right.
to do.
You know, good question. What I sense from Nat is Nat is going to be hungrier than he were last year. Because of the fact that he had I won't say a fluke injury, but he had an injury that he just couldn't, you know, overcome. And so the fact that, you know, each year you're constantly trying to get better, and now this will be going into his third year. And for the kid, it's like, wait a minute, I haven't even played 1 year yet at safety. And so, but I have full confidence in the fact that Nat is going to come here and compete. And I've been talking them up a lot, the Spags. I talked them up last year, the Spags, and said, hey, this kid right here can possibly be a guy that we can count on. And so to see the injury set him back and be able to come back now after the injury, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. And the kid right now, and I let him know. I text him a couple of times, let him know, hey, I have confidence still in you. Just understand that. Now you just have to go and show it. You just come here and just make sure you prove not only to yourself, but prove to everyone who are doubting you that you can be the safety and the player that we drafted.